Welcome to America's Commercial Real Estate Show, your source for market intel, forecasts, and strategies. Hello, I'm Michael Ball. Thank you for being with us. This segment is brought to you by CommercialAgentSuccess.com. Check it out for the ultimate in commercial agent training. Experienced brokers around the country rave about it. It's online. It's in the cloud. 21 one-hour videos and more. Check it out. Learn more at CommercialAgentSuccess.com. Well, that's what this segment's about, is education, is training. And, it's so important in our industry, no matter what part of the industry you're in, whether you're in a corporate side or brokerage or really development, anything, you really want to get a really good base education and then continue to educate yourself all the time. Well, let me introduce my guest, is Stephanie Wright, and she's got a great title. It's Clinical Assistant Professor Program Coordinator for Masters in Real Estate, Shack Institute of Real Estate at NYU. Stephanie, good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Good to see you. Is that title long enough for you?
I like it. I got to get me a better title. I'm Chief Cook and Bottle Washer at Bull Realty. Yes.
So, I love it.
New York University, NYU, is in Manhattan. It's in the city of New York, and what a great place if you can get there and go to school to be. And Stephanie, to get us started here, tell us a little bit about the size of the program there and how long you guys have had a program there.
Yeah. So we are one of the largest, and we are actually the oldest center for real estate education in the country. We were founded by Larry Silverstein in 1967. And the purpose was to be a leader in real estate education, but also industry engagement and applied research. So today we are going on about 60 years, but what we're really focused on is educating our students for the next 60 years. And that means focusing on current and industry trends by really trying to make our programs as real world and practical application focused as possible. We bring students from around the globe to New York, and we immerse them in what is arguably the global capital for commercial real estate. And that means bringing practitioners into the classroom, getting students out into the field, and getting them to live, breathe, sleep, eat real estate.
I love it. How big is the program?
We're around 800 students across 4 degrees. We have 3 master's degrees. Our master's in real estate, which we can come back to because it's a bit of a unique degree. Our master's in real estate development, and then our master's in construction management. We also have an undergraduate program, which is 3rd in the nation under the U.S. News and World Report rankings. And across those 4 programs, it's about 800, but we have about 250 undergraduates. So our undergraduates is actually a large and growing program. And then we separately have hundreds of students in our continuing education and our executive education programs, where you can take a single class or you can do a certificate program in everything from affordable housing to finance and investment management.
That's awesome. And are those available online or hybrid or just in person?
It depends what we're talking about. Our degree programs are largely in person. About 80% of our classes on the degree side are in person. And that's because we believe that we learn better in person together. Just like you wouldn't go buy a $200 million apartment building without kicking the tires and getting out in the field, being on site multiple times, doing in-field due diligence. We really believe our students need to be here in person, being out in the market, having coffee chats, doing, major conferences as part of their weekly schedule, hearing from distinguished speakers, et cetera. And so we bring our students here to campus. On the continuing ed and executive ed side, it is online mostly at this point.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. So you have multiple programs. You have multiple ways to do those continuing ed classes. So one of my questions for you is about enrollment, because as a practitioner, we kind of think about that maybe when the market's a little tough and maybe jobs are hard to find in commercial real estate, that that people go get a master's? Yeah, what do you actually see there?
I completely agree. It's countercyclical. You see an increase in enrollment in academia generally during downturns in the market, but we're more stable generally because we're in New York. About 50% of our students are part-time. So they're working in the field and coming to class at night when, you know, they're done with their work day. So we don't see necessarily as much of an uptick or downtick with the cycle. Our yields are fairly constant, but we do see, you know, more inquiries and general excitement to be getting, you know, traditional academic exposure during tougher market cycles.
Yeah. What are some popular classes or classes that you think are most important to folks kind of in this current state of the market, if you will?
Yeah, right. So we have a great set of elective classes beyond our core curriculum. And, you know, on the finance and investment side, one of the classes I'm really excited about right now is we have an alternative debt lending course, right, that gets into non-bank lenders, what their thesis is, how they view the market, where they're deploying capital, and what their mandate is generally. So that's a class that, you know, reflects where we are in the current cycle and is a new addition. We have other classes that are electives that we, you know, we've run for a long time, our private equity class, for example, but we're really nimble with our electives. And so we match those with the current cycle. On the development side, you know, one of the more important and popular classes that we have both in our degree program, but also we have actually a full certificate and you can take individual classes on the continuing ed side is the affordable housing sector. You know, we are under housed in this country, particularly in metropolitan areas like New York, and whether it be discussing, you know, the financing of affordable housing or public-private sector partnerships and how they actually work, a course or a certificate in that is really beneficial. We've seen that part of the industry really grow, particularly as ESG becomes a more prominent part of the conversation here, right? That's a buzzword for a lot of folks these days. But we see managers like Jonathan Rose companies who have significantly expanded their AUM as a result of concrete capital desire to invest in triple bottom line real estate.
Your continuing education, is the private lending class available there or?
You know, that I'd have to double check on that one. It's part of our master's in real estate curriculum. But what's great is across our four degrees, you can take courses, you can, you know, cross list classes. And then, you know, you can also take continuing ed classes after you graduate. So you can continue to be a learner for life, right? And to your point about the importance of education.
Yeah, that's awesome. What do you tell undergraduate and maybe even graduate students thinking about the real estate program about getting into real estate in the current state of the market?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, if you open up the Wall Street Journal, right, it real estate doesn't seem so auspicious just based on the headlines. You see, you know, office market valuations down anywhere from, you know, 30% to 80%, right, depending on the market that you're in. And you wonder, okay, what's the future here? I think it's the perfect time if you're a young person to get into the market for a couple of reasons. First, downturns are where you learn where the bodies are buried and how the sausage is made. You know, I came out of school shortly before the great financial crisis, and that was a great time to be learning. To be working through workouts, to be dealing with leasing struggles, to be trying to wring out organic growth versus riding cap rate compression and benefiting from general decline of yields. And so, you know, it's a learning opportunity, but it's also generally an investment opportunity when you look at some of the industry leaders like the late, great Sam Zell. You know, they made their money often in counter-cyclical times. So, you know, this is where distress can become an opportunity.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I've found the same thing throughout my career is that, you know, when things are going really well, it's really easy. You don't really learn as much, you know, it's just stamp and print. But, you know, when the market's tougher and you're dealing with workouts and distressed properties, you learn a lot more. And if you're an advisor, you can add a tremendous amount of value from your experience of doing that. And then to your point, right, it's if I used to tell people that, haven't said it lately, but you're at a cocktail party and non-real estate people ask you about getting in the market. And, you know, and I tell them, look, if you're at the cocktail party and people are talking about how great the market is and they're buying homes and condos and flipping them and the market's really good, it's time to sell.
And yeah.
If they're talking about getting foreclosed and the market's terrible and office market's never going to rebound in our lifetimes, probably time to buy, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Well, what else would you like to tell the audience with about the program there?
Yeah, I think one of the things that makes Shack very special is how practical our program is. So we absolutely have a rigorous core curriculum, and it varies depending on the particular degree, but we're known for the rigor of our curriculum. We're also known for the real-world orientation of our classes, though. So we have about 100 adjuncts who are practitioners and experts in their parts of the industry. They work during the day, they teach during the night, or, you know, sometimes they teach in the morning and then they go into the office for the day. They are living the trends, living the deals, living the projects real time, and they bring that and their networks into the classroom, and they are such advocates for our students. So they will open doors for you if they believe you are a star. And they're excellent at connecting our students with different opportunities, both to continue to build their network, but also, you know, to even hire our students directly.
Yeah.
We also have expert clinical faculty. So, you know, even if you're with a full-time faculty member, someone like myself, I was on the buy side for 15 years. So can absolutely bring that same network and knowledge in.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that you were on the buy side and so that, you know, you had to bring that experience to the table. It's not just a classroom. I like it. How are your graduate finding the job market right now?
Yeah. Look, it's a tough market. I think that, you know, it's not that different of a game plan, though, than it has been. Real estate is not banking. It's not consulting, right? The J.P. Morgan, you know, doesn't show up on campus and do a class of incoming analysts, right? That's not how the real estate market works. We are a networking, ground game kind of hiring market with a few exceptions. And so it's about being able to get out, have those coffee chats, go to conferences, you know, go to people's offices. I have students who, you know, email CEOs of New York real estate companies saying, you know, I'm a student at NYU. I would love to meet with you if you have a half hour. And they may hear back the same day, right? That CEO may have had an opening in their calendar that same day where they'll say, look, I, you know, my 2 o'clock just canceled or something changed. Can you come down? And you hop on the one train and you're there in, you know, 40 minutes, right? So that opportunity to be at the very center of real estate is critical, and it makes it a lot easier for our students. That being said, you know, it's a tough market right now. I think it will improve over the next 12 to 24 months, but it is not what it was in 2020.
And I would be amiss to my audience if I didn't ask you, since they know you're in New York City there, you're in Manhattan, yeah, what the city is like these days on the streets and in the office buildings.
Yeah. Well, I think that's actually two different experiences in some ways, right? If you're on the street, it's happened here. You know, the tourists are back. I had to fight Elmo and all of the folks from France and China and Russia who are visiting as I go through Times Square to get to my office. You know, if you're out in the restaurants, it's hard to get reservations again. The museums are packed. The streets are active. If you go to, you know, our typical office building, however, our utilization rates are largely where they're going to be and where they have been for the last 6 to 12 months. They've plateaued at, you know, anywhere from, you know, 50% to 60%, depending on how you do the calculation. And I don't think that's going to move that much. If you look at, you know, occupier surveys, they indicate that a large majority of firms are where they think they're going to be in terms of reentry. 3 days, maybe four, is the likely mode for right now. And so, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or whatever the iteration is, that's when people are in the office. But often it can be a little bit lonely if you're in one of our bigger office buildings.
Yeah. More of like a 3-day work week, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's also hard in New York because our transportation systems, they need investment, right? So, you know, I'm always traveling in from New Jersey and I'm stuck on NJT a lot.
Yeah. Well, if professionals listening now and they're thinking, hey, you know what, maybe I'll go get a master's degree right now while the market's a little slower. Is there a certain kind of job market or type of opportunities out there you see it might be good for them to kind of concentrate on training for right now?
Absolutely. So from a risk-adjusted perspective right now, the debt markets make more sense than the equity markets. So, you know, I tell our students in our Masters of Real Estate, which is our master's that focuses on finance, investment, and management of institutional commercial real estate, I tell them, you know, look at the debt side. Look at also non-traditional, quote, non-traditional, even though they're becoming much more mainstream now, owner operators. So what I mean by that is look at sectors like self-storage, manufactured housing, data centers, et cetera. Those have grown as a percentage of transaction volume, and they have better fundamentals than the traditional asset classes currently. So those are two areas on, you know, the finance and investment side that we're seeing students get traction in. On the development side, you know, again, it's never a bad time, I think, to be on the public side, but it's a particularly good time now. So we see a lot of our students looking at opportunities like working for the Economic Development Corporation of New York, or our Housing Preservation Department here in New York City. And that gets you great exposure to incredible projects and really senior leaders in the industry.
Yeah, it seems like a great opportunity to be training in commercial real estate in New York City,
yeah.
Number one yeah. city that people like to invest in around the world, seems like for decades. Well, Stephanie, what would you leave our audience with to think about the real estate program at NYU?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was talking to us, actually, you know what, I was talking to our students about the fact that I'm not going to really be able to do much grading over the next week. I had to write this down. But tonight, we have our Ackman Lecture Series with NYC Comptroller Brad Lander. Next week, Janet Woods, president of Savills East, is visiting us for our Executive in Residence Series. We have a ULI reception on the 5th, our Distinguished Speaker Series with Vishan Chakrabarty, who's the founder of Practice for Architecture and Urbanism. We have our annual REIT Symposium on the 17th of April. I mean, I could go on and on. It is an incredible menu of activity and access here at NYU, so much so that it feels like you don't leave the industry. And you can work part-time if you want. You can be in school full-time if you want. We're very flexible, but we're very practical, and we get our students out in the market.
That sounds awesome, you know, the access you have to people being there in New York. And when I was a young man, I visited New York a good bit, and I was there a lot, and what I thought was so exciting was, you know, most of the people I met were there because they wanted to be the best they could absolutely be at what they were doing, whether, you know, it was law or real estate or acting. You know, it was just really refreshing to be around the motivation and excitement level in the city, and I assume that's something that's really a draw for people around the country, around the world, to be there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, the old saying, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. That's true. We are very much a global program, though. You know, 40% of our students are international, and we have global field intensives coming up here, for example, to Mexico, to Africa, China, India. We just got back from Australia and Brazil, et cetera. So we are definitely a global school, but we're rooted here in New York, and we benefit immensely from that.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Well, Stephanie, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time and sharing information with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And hey, check it out. If you're looking for great real estate education, you probably can't find better than that at NYU. Real estate program there. And thanks for joining us. Please share the show. Please pay it forward. Let us know if we can help you in any way. And until next week, be sure that you always lead, learn, and laugh. And join us for America's Commercial Real Estate Show. America's Commercial Real Estate Show is brought to you by Bullitt Realty. For commercial brokerage sales and leasing in the Southeast U.S., contact our show host by email at michael@bullrealty.com. By Commercial Agent Success Strategies, 21 incredible one-hour agent training videos. Learn more at commercialagentsuccess.com. And by Lument. For senior housing, healthcare, and multifamily financing, visit lument.com. For more podcasts and videos, subscribe and visit creshow.com.